On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So Katie and I really believe in this idea of daily detox. And it goes back to that idea is you can't control all the toxins that you get exposed to. You could be as healthy as you want, but it's still in the air. It's still in the water. It's still in your clothes. It's still in light pollution. It's still in EMF. And what can you do about that?
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. You know it, and I know it. Being an entrepreneur can be both exhilarating and also super exhausting. Owning a business enables us to have this financial and this time freedom, but a lot of times the trade-off for that can often be our well-being, especially if we're not paying attention. Now, my guests today are going to help us unlock the secrets to achieving peak performance as CEOs. We're talking about optimizing our health so that we can optimize our performance and our results, and also talking about biohacking, which is something a lot of you are very curious about. Since co-founding their wellness brand, Higher Dose, Lauren Berlingeri and Katie Capps have experienced insane entrepreneurial success. They went from creating the initial branding themselves and even acting as models in their first campaigns to launching multiple locations highlighting their products, to pivoting to be more direct to consumer with their wellness tech. They've basically done a lot in their time as entrepreneurs and partners. As female biohackers, Lauren and Katie bring this fresh perspective to a space that has been dominated by male voices from its inception, making it Higher Dose's core mission to educate women about their bio-individuality and give them the tools they need to reach their own best selves, with content designed to educate people on how to take control of their own wellness regimens. Now, real quick, before we dive in, these women founded some of the products that I use every single day. You're going to hear me talk about them on today's show, but if you want to check out the mat that I lay on every day, the red light mask that I use every day, the sauna blanket that you might have seen me zip myself into, then head to jennakutcher.com/higherdose and use the code GOLDDIGGER to save 15% off site-wide. There are a few exceptions to that. So again, that's jennakutcher.com/higherdose. Use the code GOLDDIGGER. You're going to love these products, and let's dive on into the conversation so that you can understand why they are so awesome at helping you optimize your performance as a business owner from the inside out. Lauren and Katie, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast. You know what time it is. Sweater weather, football season, Q4. It's the home stretch, Gold Diggers, and it's time to close out another year of growth and prep for the next year of revenue. To bring in more business this Q4 and beyond, you need sales software that helps you score, and the top tools are all inside the new HubSpot Sales Hub. With a customizable prospecting workspace, smart deal management suite, and AI-powered apps, you can take total control of your sales operation and manage your people and pipeline with ease. The AI-powered chat spot speeds up your day-to-day tasks with simple chat solutions, while AI Assistant cranks out copy, outlines, and out-of-the-box ideas. They're cleverly designed to accelerate your workflow and baked right inside of your CRM. When you pair Sales Hub with other hubs and HubSpot Smart CRM, your team will be on the same page across the entire customer journey. Leads won't slip through the cracks, and data is connected across marketing, sales, and operations so you can better measure your impact on the bottom line. Stop sticking to the same old strategies and start closing more deals, because the best time to score is Q4. Make the switch to HubSpot Sales Hub at hubspot.com/sales. So
every once in a while I get guests on my podcast where I can like legitimately say I am your biggest fan, and I mean it with every fiber of my being. And I think my body is also the biggest fan of my guests today. So welcome to the show, Lauren and Katie. I'm so happy to have you.
Oh, Jenna, that means the world to us. So special. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Okay. Of course. Okay. So I started diving deep into the biohacking space about 2 years ago. And so much of my own health transformation, I can attribute to this idea of biohacking. In fact, I was talking to my mom about it the other day, and I just feel like why biohacking was so interesting to me is that I had spent decades doing all the things that people had told me to be doing, right? And I had really believed that the only way to change things was to like eat less and exercise more. And that was like the only psychology I had around that wellness piece. And it was missing so much. And I will never forget hearing a podcast with you girls on it. I was sitting at this nail salon and I was searching for biohacking for women. And there was not a lot of content created out there, especially 2 years ago. And I found you guys. And while I was at the salon, I started ordering your products. And I think I've ordered every single product that you've ever created, but they've changed my life. So first, before we start talking about the products and the science behind them, how did you two get started, get connected, get into this world?
Oh, that's a great question. So my background, I'm a holistic nutritionist, health coach. I was a TV presenter, model, and product developer. And at my last wellness startup, my job was to pick the brains of the most influential wellness experts, doctors, naturopaths, trying to figure out what are all the key buzzwords in wellness in terms of products, you know, anti-aging, weight loss, sleep, great skin, which is almost impossible to find in a product. But what the doctors and nutritionists and fitness people were telling me about was infrared saunas. And I was like, what's an infrared sauna? I've lived all around the world, all through Europe, Turkey. I'm Norwegian Canadian. I am obsessed with saunas, but have never heard of infrared before. So I looked up the only one that existed in New York City, and this was over 10 years ago. There was only one that existed in a colonic center behind a curtain. Really dodgy experience, but I went and tried it and just was blown away by the immediate benefits. And as most of you know, in wellness, you don't get immediate benefits from anything. You have to take days, weeks, months to really, you know, see a difference, let alone a huge difference. And the way I felt after doing the infrared sauna living in New York City was so apparent because I felt so calm and connected walking the streets afterwards. I remember thinking that like I cleansed away all of my like pain, stress, toxins. My skin was glowing. But what was the best part was I slept through the night for the first time in years because my nervous system was just so out of whack living in a toxic city with so much stress and light pollution and just go, go, go. So I just didn't understand why everyone in New York City wasn't doing the infrared sauna. So I knew I wanted to start my business around infrared. And, you know, I knew I needed someone that had more of a business background than me. And that was Katie. So I was putting decks together once I started researching infrared and was learning about, you know, all the studies and how efficacious all the benefits are and how gentle and safe it is. And I was just like, this has to happen. But I knew that I didn't have that, you know, business sense that, you know, Katie had. So I pitched her on infrared and told her to go and try that same infrared sauna. And she did and fell in love with it. And we started the business the next day. But I'll throw it to Katie because she has a very interesting background, too, and why she really loves biohacking.
Cool. Yeah, I'm glad ChatGPT didn't exist back then. So yeah, my name's Katie Capps. I started my career in investment banking, and then I kind of fell in love with wellness as a stress release, you know, from the stress of working in finance. I got super into running, but over time, you know, I found it was hard on my body. So I started looking for alternative practices that gave me that natural high, found like colonics and acupuncture to be great. And then I met Lauren, and at the time, you know, I'd left Tough Mudder. I wanted to start a company in the wellness space, and she introduced me to the infrared sauna. And, you know, like she said, I was immediately addicted and on board to help her bring infrared to the masses.
It's amazing. So what was your first product, and what was it like from idea to like actually having a customer who didn't know you guys purchase one? What was that like? Because I can't imagine that it was easy.
You want to take that, Katie, or you want me to?
Go for it.
Okay. So we first started with infrared spa locations. And that's where we really were able to build our community, which I think is really important. You know, we started off with one locations and invited in some health and wellness influencers and friends. And they had the same experience that we had. You know, they came and tried the sauna and were blown away by the immediate benefits. So they started, you know, posting about it. They would book their session the very next day. They would tell their friends about it. We joked that we really didn't need to do any marketing for about like 3 years, like zero. And we were able to scale really quickly. At one point, we had 11 locations before the pandemic hit. So over those like 3 to 4 years, we scaled very fast. And we had quite an interesting business model. It was more of a space within a space. So we didn't take on these big, you know, leases and do these massive buildouts. We rather just like took rooms in existing spaces, put the sauna in, and that was a higher dose location. So it was a really quick, smart way to get the business going without any real money or investment. We took small friends and family. I think it was like, what, less than 100K, right, Katie?
Mm-hmm.
And we had two locations, two thriving locations with just that. So that was really awesome to see. But our first product really came from, we kept getting asked to do these pop-ups where we couldn't lug around like a 500-pound sauna. So we were like, what should we do? And we saw these rudimentary versions of the sauna blanket at places like Shape House. Do you remember Shape House in LA back in the day?
No.
It was like quite a famous place.
I can imagine.
Where, yeah. You would go there and you'd all be packed into this one room like sardines.
Yeah.
In a sauna blanket on a massage table. And then they would like put Netflix on for you and you like couldn't move and you would just sit there and you would like sweat out and like detox.
Wow.
And it was awesome because you felt so good afterwards, right? Because you get all those amazing benefits of infrared. But the issue was, is that they were super high in EMF and ELF. The materials were toxic. There were these units from China, which probably ended up doing worse for you than good. You know, you still got that sweat and detox, but you know, you're probably taking in more chemicals and EMF, you know, which is quite harmful for the body. So we really took the opportunity with our advisors. We, you know, had our own saunas with Clearlight, and Clearlight's been around for over 20 plus years. Anyone that knows infrared knows Clearlight makes the best saunas. They really helped us make this sauna blanket amazing and comparable to the sauna while having clean materials and virtually no EMF.
Mm.
So once we created that model, we would take them to pop-ups, and then everyone was obsessed with them because you feel such a difference afterwards. You feel like a brand new person. And Katie and I were like, okay, well, we should probably invest in small batches and then just start selling to our newsletter, our community of people that would come into the spa location and see if people bought it. And they did. And they bought it more than we expected. And we actually decided internally to stop opening locations and rather focus and double down on the sauna blankets before the pandemic hit.
I was just going to say, oh my gosh.
So the timing for us in everything that we've ever done with higher dose, whether it be starting to introduce infrared to the world, you know, or switching from locations to CPG before the pandemic has been like so perfect for us. Because we were perfectly set up. So when the pandemic happened and we closed all 11 locations overnight, the sauna blanket 4X'd the very next day.
Yeah.
And we already had a great relationship with our manufacturer. We already had a bunch in stock. And that was already going to be our business model moving forward.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we didn't have enough in stock, really.
Yeah.
I'm sure we sold out a couple times. Crazy. But
whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Can you guys break down? So I'm sure somebody's listening right now and they're like, okay, what is EMF? Like, what are some of these terms that we're talking about? So can you break down what is EMF and why we should be thinking about it?
Yep. So EMF is electromagnetic frequency, and it's a frequency that you get from all technology and devices. So your cell phone, your computer, Wi-Fi, and these frequencies are actually not good for the body. They actually are kind of like energy pollution for the body. And you feel that, you know, some people actually are super Wi-Fi sensitive, where they like will come into, you know, a space that has like, you know, a lot of Wi-Fi in a building or 5G towers, and they don't feel good. They feel like headachey and not well. Other people are not as sensitive, just like some people are more sensitive to certain foods. Some people can be more sensitive to EMF. So you might not even feel EMFs at all. But either way, it's creating free radicals within the body, which is not a good thing. So you want to make sure that you're minimizing your EMF exposure as much as possible. So for example, our sauna blankets that we got from Shape House, they went up to 60 milligauss, which is a lot of EMF. Our current sauna blankets now are less than 0.03 milligauss, which is virtually nothing. Virtually nothing. Whereas your Wi-Fi, when you have your computer or cell phone downloading something, that can also spike up to 60. And think about it. You have it next to your ear. You have it next to some of your vital organs, your reproductive organs. It's just not a good thing. And I always like to kind of compare it to that microwave. We all know that the microwave wasn't good for us. We're not supposed to stand real close to it because it was super high in milligauss and it was ultimately microwaving you. And you have to be very careful because your cell phone and your computer can also do the same thing. So using headphones that don't have Bluetooth or EMF is really important because it's close to your head. You know, speaking on your cell phone, you know, on speaker is another one. Never having your laptop directly on your lap is another one. There's just ways to, you know, eliminate the amount of EMF exposure that you are going to get. It's inevitable, so try not to stress about it, but try to be mindful when you are buying something for your health that it has virtually no EMF, because you just don't want to expose yourself to extra radiation, because we really do believe in detox of chemicals and harmful pollutants in the body, but also detox from EMFs and radiation and stress too as well.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's something to just, again, like be mindful of. Like even when we were looking at baby monitors and like all the Bluetooth technologies with baby monitors and how close they can be. And I mean, there's just so many different things out there. And when you do think about it, like sometimes I get really freaked out. The other day I was paying for something where you can just tap the card. And I don't know why that just is so like wizardry to me. Like I don't like it, where I'm like, it's just crazy how much is happening in the ether without us really like consciously understanding it or really thinking about it often. Can you explain also infrared? So we have a traditional sauna at our house. I'm very Finnish. We say sauna. But can you explain the difference between like infrared heat and just like traditional sauna heat?
Yeah, I'll take that one too. And then I'll let Katie talk from there.
Yeah.
Sorry, my favorite subject is infrared versus traditional.
I'll throw you a business question next, Katie. I got you.
I'm like majority Norwegian too. So I'm like right with you with the traditional saunas. We absolutely love traditional saunas. We love them just as much as infrared. But infrared is just different because it's a light therapy versus traditional saunas, which ultimately heat the air and then the body. Whereas the light therapy through infrared, you know, penetrates your skin and your muscles and heats you as an object, which sounds kind of scary microwavey, but it's actually more similar to the sun. And the sun does the exact same thing when you're outside on a fresh day and the sun's warming you up naturally. It's the same thing as how infrared warms you up. So the body actually responds much better to infrared than it does traditional heat. So when you're heating the body that way, it actually calms your nervous system down and downs cortisol levels and puts your body into parasympathetic state, which is rest and digest, which is healing, which is the same thing as that sun. You know, the sun's hitting you. You feel so nice and relaxed. You maybe want to take a nap, because it's downing all those cortisol levels for you. That's very different than traditional saunas, where traditional saunas can actually be releasing more heat stressors, heat shock proteins, which is also really good in its own way. But we're talking about the difference. I could go on about why I love traditional, but I'm going to tell you why I love infrared more. So I think it's really important in today's day and age when we're exposed to so much stress, and we don't have that many tools to help us calm down and relax and put your body in parasympathetic, the infrared sauna is the best tool to do that. You could go in there feeling so stressed, so much anxiety, and you watch it all melted away. And Katie and I witnessed that 1,000 times as we were starting our business and we were all stressed out and we were like ready to quit. We would go into the sauna together and we would end up leaving so euphoric and so high that we like couldn't help but keep going, because we're like, this is amazing. And like, we always joke because I would sell Katie on infrared over and over and over and over again, because I was just in awe of it working every single time that we were in there. So we always laughed about that.
She still does it.
I still do it and I can't help it, because I'm just still like every single time I go in there, there's a different benefit that I feel, right? It depends on where you're at and your health journey and what kind of, you know, things are in your life at the moment. But one of my favorite things about infrared, which is very different than traditional saunas, is the ability to detox. So Katie and I really believe in this idea of daily detox. And it goes back to that idea is you can't control all the toxins that you get exposed to. You could be as healthy as you want, but it's still in the air. It's still in the water. It's still in your clothes. It's still in light pollution. It's still in EMF. And what can you do about that? You can't do that. You can not stress about it, but then you also just need to have these wellness tools in your back pocket and make it a part of your lifestyle. And when you're making it a part of your lifestyle, it becomes effortless. And this idea of detox just becomes like ingrained in your, you know, every day. And I think that's what's most important and how you can really thrive in today's day and age. So infrared detoxes you 7 times more by vibrating your water molecules, pulling heavy metals, radiation, and environmental pollutants out of your fat cells through sweating. It's a very oily sweat versus a traditional sweat. You even see black on your towels. And there was this study back in the day when 9/11 happened, where there was all the firefighters and first responders from 9/11, they were exposed to so many chemicals and toxins and carcinogens. And then they put them in the infrared sauna and they were sweating out black and purple and so much was coming out of them. Actually, Clear Light has a big thing around working with firefighters. My dad's a firefighter, so I feel very passionate about that because they should be going in the infrared sauna after every single fire because it's just that beneficial for detoxification. So I think that's probably one of the biggest differentiators between traditional saunas and then the light therapy, which is also our favorite, which is where we got our name from. So It is on the invisible light spectrum. Your eye does pick it up like it's out in the sun. So you're releasing serotonin, which is a happy chemical. It also speeds up your heart rate to the pace of a light jog. You are getting a passive workout while you're in the sauna. The body is working. So you're releasing those endorphins. We always believe that when you're in the sauna, naked with somebody, connecting, you release oxytocin too as well. You're like connecting, you're away from your devices too as well. And then just that dopamine hit of knowing you're doing something good for yourself. So those stands for dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. And we're all about getting high naturally at higher dose.
Oh, I have always remembered you saying that. And I just think about it all the time because I'm like, I think in a world that we're always on to like the next thing or trying to figure out like, how do I enjoy my life more? How am I happier? How do I feel better? All these different things. I just love the natural focus on that. If you love the Gold Digger podcast, you've probably heard me talk about my best friend, Amy Porterfield. Did you know that she has her own marketing podcast too? It's actually the first podcast I ever listened to. Online Marketing Made Easy is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Every episode focuses on giving you the best strategies for online business owners, including starting a digital course, growing your email list, social media content creation, and hosting webinars. Amy is the best at breaking down big ideas and strategies into actionable step-by-step processes, and her show is designed to get you more results with a whole lot less stress. Tune in to Online Marketing Made Easy wherever you get your podcasts. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over 1 billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Katie, what kind of tips would you give to entrepreneurs? So most of our listeners are female entrepreneurs. We're wearing many hats. We're doing many different things. We're trying to grow things. We're taking care of humans. Like, what are some of those wellness rituals that we could maybe add into our life that would help support that desire to continue to show up as high achievers?
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds cliche, but self-care is so important. You know, you have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of your business or anything else. And, you know, after growing this business for 9 years of trial and error, there have definitely been periods where I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to buckle down, focus on work, and I put self-care off to the side and it never pays off.
Yep.
So now, you know, I put self-care first. That's why my hair's wet, because I made sure I did a sauna and workout and red light before anything else. And Sometimes your hair doesn't look great, but that's okay. So yeah, I mean, I think I'm at the point where, you know, I definitely focus on the basics like sleep, exercise, hydration. But also, I think if you can get like a great functional medicine practitioner to do your blood work and to prescribe you like a custom protocol with peptides, even exosomes, I think there's a lot of like amazing stuff out there that you can use to boost your performance. And then on top of that, I just try and outsource everything I can, like any kind of deliveries. I just use Uber Eats, use TaskRabbit, like try not to do any of the stuff that's going to suck up your time. We recently got a personal assistant who's amazing, and that's also helped. So just try and find shortcuts to make your life easier so that you have more time for self-care.
Oh, I love that. You know, it's so funny because I'm the same way. And my ritual these days, because for so long, I would watch these like Instagram reels of these women who would be like, here is my like hour-long morning routine. It was like so peaceful, right? Like the journaling, the sun's coming out, they're sipping their coffee, it's still hot. And I'm like, I am a mom to two small children. My morning looks like chaos. And it's so funny now because the minute that my husband leaves to bring my daughter to school, he takes both kids with him. That is when I go downstairs and I lay on my mat and I do red light and I meditate. And I was just like you, Katie, where I used to like the second they were out the door, I'd crack open the laptop, get to work, like be productive. And I just found so much of not necessarily having this like perfect routine, but having these moments of like reset in the day where it's like the morning was chaos, but like, here's my reset, like come back home, calm it down. And the other thing I want to say that I loved what you talked about, Katie, is that so many entrepreneurs are walking around with so many numbers in their head of like, here's my lifetime value. Here's how many subscribers I have. Here's how many followers. We don't know our labs like that, like our blood work. Yeah. And I think that so many entrepreneurs focus so much on like the business numbers that like, to me, lab work is like a game. Like when I have like a deficiency or something, I'm like, the biggest reward is seeing my lab work updated in a couple months and looking at that. And I think that was a huge shift for me because for so long, I think there's a part of us maybe as women, or at least for myself, where I just believed like, I'm just in my like hustle phase. Like I'm just going to hustle it out. And I didn't realize how much my health was not supporting the really bigger goal. And now it's like with health and vitality first, my business is so much easier. Like the energy flows so much better. So can you guys explain, Lauren, this might be back to you again, but what is a PEMF mat? And like, why does it work? So let me tell you one quick story. So I bought a PEMF mat after listening to your podcast episode. I had actually been working with one of my friends who's a brilliant human biologist. He has one of the top podcasts and he was swearing by PEMF. So I was looking and I was so obsessed with the fact that it was a woman-founded company and just like the mission behind you guys. And so I ordered one and then I ended up ordering one for my mom because I fell in love with it. And my brother, who is a very logical engineer, was like, what is this stuff? And he came prepared to a family meeting about like, okay, you guys are going off the deep end. What is this? And he goes, I started researching it and it is fascinating. The science behind it is undeniable. And he had like come ready to be like, what are you guys doing? So what is a PEMF mat? Because people see me laying on mine all the time and ask me a million questions. And all I can say is that I feel amazing. My children love it. My dog loves it. Talk to me about it.
Yeah. I think it's important to mention that we didn't invent any of these technologies, too.
They've been around for a very long time.
Yeah. I just want to like note that, you know, they've been around forever. We really love the biohacking community because they talk about all of these things.
Yes.
And it's such a shame because the biohacking community is mainly male dominated and they have very different goals than us, which is like live forever, be faster, stronger, smarter, which is just not the goals of women, which is unfortunate. But if you do tap into that community, you are going to be exposed to incredible technology and tools and ingredients. And like Katie mentioned, peptides and exosomes that can optimize. And I really love that because I've been in health and wellness forever. And even still to this day, I feel like health and wellness is so confusing because it's so bio-individual that you can't really say one diet for everybody, one way of working out. But with the biohacking world, it really focuses on optimization. And I think that's really an amazing thing to be thinking about. And I think we more of us should be thinking about ways to just optimize and feel better. And you will really discover, you know, all of these technologies there. And these three technologies that we, you know, stand behind do exactly that. They are going to optimize. They're going to help you feel better and really focus on this idea of longevity where you're going to feel better longer, which is super important to note. So that being said, I explained infrared. We have our infrared saunas. We have our infrared sauna blankets, which is virtually the sauna in a portable, easy to use,
easy
to clean. more affordable version. But we wanted to take, you know, infrared and have all the benefits of recovery, but without the commitment of sweating, because the sauna blanket is quite intense with sweating. You know, some people use it every day, but, you know, it's really hard to keep hydrated and whatnot. So we created our infrared PEMF mat. And we wanted to layer in another technology that really complemented the infrared and really lended to this idea of recovery. And PEMF is exactly that. PEMF is pulse electromagnetic frequency. It's a frequency that's very similar to the Earth's core frequency. So that idea of going outside and being barefoot and feeling that frequency through the body, which it's intuitive, it's innate. You know, your body picks it up and says, oh, I can relax. I can, you know, put all my stress levels down and the inflammation just floods out of the body. And it's like that same idea of like, you know, bathing in nature or going in nature and that way that it makes the body feel. That's what the PEMF is doing through this pulse electromagnetic frequency. And this is the confusing part for people because it is an EMF, but it's a healthy EMF. And we have all these blogs on our website if you want to like look into it more, but it's this frequency that's replicating nature versus this erratic Wi-Fi that is creating free radicals within the body. It actually does the opposite, is it combats the free radicals and it actually charges your cells and puts your body into a state of relaxation and healing too. So again, you lay on the PEMF mat and if you really need to fall asleep, you'll probably fall asleep because it's going to give you exactly what you need. If you needed your cells to charge, you might feel more charged afterwards, but always you're going to feel more calm, more grounded, and just more like yourself, which is such an important tool to have with all the stress that we got going on. It's great for everyone, kids, dogs. If you have an animal, forget about it. Yeah. You will not get this animal off of it. So definitely buy our mat covers. Yeah. And then I love mine. I sit with our Go mat in the computer chair here. It just makes every single podcast that much easier because I don't know about you guys, but when I speak on podcasts like this, I'm like all nervous. And as soon as I get on the PEMF mat, I like feel so calm and in my body and confident. It speaks for itself. All this technology speaks for itself, which I think is also something to note. Like I encourage everyone to read about it, educate. Like if you have an engineer as a brother, like pick his brain.
Yeah.
But all of this technology, you feel a difference.
Yeah.
And your body never lies.
Yeah, it's amazing because when we bought our mat, we laid it on a bed in our house. It was like our spare bedroom and it became our biohacking room. And all of a sudden our dog was always laying on the mat. We'd have to like fight her to get onto it. And then our kid started laying on it a lot and she just like loved it and was so relaxed. And so it's just really beautiful. And people see me laying on it all the time. They're like, what does it do? And I'm like, you're going to have to ask the science people this one. But it just, it feels amazing. And I also love too, because it does become kind of a ritual where it's like, I don't use devices on it. So a lot of times I'll meditate or, you know, it kind of just is that calming, like centering of that reset instead of having that perfect routine, which I love.
Exactly. Yep. You can use it in any sort of way. And it is really great for kids if they do have anxiety and I have two little ones too. And when they're all crazy, you know, put them on the PEMF mat and they are just so chill afterwards. Yeah. It's so nice.
Chill out. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Katie, what has been the biggest shift? So we've kind of talked about the pivot from all of these external locations to being more, you know, to directly to consumers. What has been the biggest pivot business-wise for you guys in the last couple of years? You were prepared for the sauna blanket, but now you've been expanding, adding products to your product line. What has that looked like from that standpoint?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've pivoted a lot in our history. We've gone from, you know, selling infrared heating systems to yoga studios. That was the first model, to locations, to direct-to-consumer product. Now we're omnichannel, so we've started to expand into retail, like Nordstrom, Sephora, Best Buy. And I think overall, though, the biggest change has been shifting from locations to product.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it has such a different financing profile. I think that was a big learning, you know, all the inventory needs, being a product company, just kind of change how you have to think about your capital structure. So as we got into product, we started relying a lot more on working capital loans and became more aware of the cash conversion cycle. And now I feel like we've got a good handle on that. And we're just focusing more now on, you know, kind of our shift towards CPG products, which is a whole nother ball game in terms of the marketing and focusing on repeat rate and stuff like that. So it's definitely always something, I'm sure. And, you know, 12 months we'll have pivoted to something else.
Yeah. I mean, you're always learning. And I love that. You know, speaking of, I was at a spa recently and I got a facial, and on the facial table, they had a red light mask, a higher dose red light mask. And they were like, this is an add-on. It's an extra $20 for your service. And I was like, I actually have one of those in my suitcase. I travel with it. I bring it. Like, thank you so much for the upgrade, but I'll be declining. Let's talk about that final piece, at least for my routine, which is red light. So red light therapy is something that has totally changed my life. It's something that's become a daily routine. And your mask is something that I literally wear every night. So every night I lay down for bed and I wear it, and I have to turn my Kindle on super bright so I can keep reading while I'm wearing it. And my husband just laughs every night when he tries to kiss me goodnight. What is the science behind red light, and why have you created your mask? And now you also have your new product, which is like the chest expansion piece. So talk to me about those products.
Yeah. So red light therapy is something that has also been around for a very long time. And I would say that the beauty industry has, you know, adopted it a lot sooner than even the biohacking world has, mainly because it has such great skin enhancing benefits that you see immediately. you know, your skin is glowing after every single use, and it's just cumulative, all the benefits. So it just gets more and more the more you use it. It feeds the mitochondria, which produce ATP, which means every cell is operating better. So it's like feeding your cells food. So that means that, you know, your skin is, that's why it's like glowing afterwards. It's just been like fed nutrients, you know, like it just got fed sun and water. And then, so what it does is it downs inflammation within the skin, which I think is really big when it comes to skin health. And you know, it increases blood flow and circulation as well. When you're increasing that blood flow and circulation, again, it's feeding the cells. It's the opposite of stagnation. I think it's another reason why facial massage works really well, and gua sha. You want to get the stagnation out and increase that blood flow and circulation, and just make sure that all the cells are getting fed on top of it. But one of the cool things about red light therapy, which most people don't know, and I think it's why the biohacking world has adopted it more, is because red light actually combats the exposure of blue light. And it does that because it's much similar to the sun. Again, all of our technology just replicates nature. So when you think about the sun in the morning, when the, you know, sun first rises, it has this like red and slight like yellow and amber tones to it. And it's actually a calming, regenerative light. And as the sun gets higher and more intense, it becomes blue, which is actually cortisol releasing. It's when you should go, your day's happening, you know, we're supposed to be energized by the sun. And then as the sun comes down, that red light and the infrared light starts to come back again. And it's telling your body, now it's time to relax, calm down, down cortisol levels, and start to release melatonin to go to sleep. Now, the issue is that we are exposed to so much blue light throughout the day, through our cell phones, through our computers and TVs. So we're actually telling the body something opposite around like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, when it actually should be calming down and relaxing because of all the blue light exposure. So you using the red light face mask with the Kindle is combating all that blue light and is going to help you sleep deeper at night. I don't know if you're using it at night because you notice that your sleep is better.
It's the only time I squeeze it in.
Okay. And sometimes it's the only time that you can squeeze it in. Yeah. But, you know, red light before bed is going to increase your sleep by so much because it's telling that body to relax, yeah, calm down, you know, release melatonin, which is one of your highest antioxidants. Yep. And we all know, and I think we can all agree, that sleep is probably one of the most important biohacks, and there needs to be more education around just sleep and your glymphatic system. And, you know, that's the time to detox and repair. I feel like any sort of tool that you can do to help have a deeper sleep is great. And infrared does exactly that. And red light does exactly that. And I think that's why the biohacking world loves it.
Yeah.
Because when you expose yourself to that, your circadian rhythm is going to be better. Your mood's going to be better. Your skin is better. Your hormones are better. Everything is better. And it's, again, feeding that mitochondria, which is producing ATP, which is energy, which means every cell is functioning better. And then just to mention the neck enhancer, we really love this piece because we feel like, you know, women also age on their neck and décolletage, and there's not many things that we talk about around, you know, caring of that skin. So I think it's also important for that. But then also, you know, your thyroid is right here too as well. Yeah. And red light for your thyroid is probably one of the best things for your hormones as well. So it's really a great add-on to your red light face mask. The more you can cover your body in red light, the better. So yeah, I encourage anyone that's never tried red light before, it's probably one of my favorite wellness, you know, hacks that I believe everyone should be doing.
Okay, so here's a funny thing. So since you guys don't have a massive red light yet, I lay on my mat and then I have a Juve light on its side, and I'll do my red light on my mat so that I can do everything in 20 minutes, which I know it's, you know, efficient.
That's a true biohacker, is when you're stacking technology because you don't have time. That's what like biohackers do.
I know. It's amazing. So for anyone listening, so my three favorite higher dose products are the sauna blanket, the red light mask, which I use every single day, and the PMF mat, which I use every single day. I don't use my sauna blanket as much now that we have an actual sauna in our house, but I have it. And now I'm wanting to use it again more because we don't have an infrared sauna. So I'm like seeing the difference in technology in a new way. So what would you say, though, if somebody's listening? Because let's be honest, some women listening might need to start saving their pennies up to buy their products. What are some natural ways that we could get some of these benefits just in our everyday life of today? If somebody's listening today and they're like, okay, I'm on board with all of this, but what do I do if I can't afford it or I'm not ready to purchase yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think like Lauren touched on before, what we're doing with a lot of our technology is trying to replicate the healing power of nature.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, saving up for the higher dose at home wellness tech in the meantime, you can try and spend more time in nature and get the positive grounding benefits of going for a walk in the woods or a walk on the beach or, you know, just getting some morning sunshine. And another thing you could do if you're on the fence, like a lot of, you know, spas at this point have infrared saunas or red light that you can go and try and just make sure that you like it and that you feel a difference. And then if you think it is great, you can purchase it from us. We do have payment plans and it really ends up paying for itself because, you know, at a lot of spas, an infrared sauna session might be like $70, whereas our blanket's $699. So it pays for itself in 10 uses.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And just to add to that too, as well, we have this really cool show called Biohack Hers, which actually deep dives into all sorts of cool ways to biohack. And a lot of ancient wisdom is actually free biohacks. So check out the show through our website if you want to pick up on some cool ways to biohack for free.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So what is on the horizon? I feel like we've had a big year with Higher Dose. I feel like new products, new expansions, new stuff. What are you guys excited about for the new year?
I don't know.
This year, getting through.
Yeah. It's been a big year.
You know, it's crazy. We still have such a small, awesome team. And Katie and I are very much involved in the day to day. And we both love what we do, which makes it so nice. But yeah, we're just trying to get through this year. It's still a lot. We've had so many great things that have happened with Sephora launch and hopefully getting in store in Sephora and Best Buy and launching some new products too as well. But I think we're most excited for some of our new products that we're going to be launching. Again, we are obsessed with the red light space. We think everyone should be doing red light. So watch out for some of our new products. Jenna, I'm going to message you on the side and make sure you get some of the products before we launch them because we'd love your opinion on them.
I've been waiting. I'm here.
Yeah. It's in your wheelhouse. But I would say, yeah, look out for some of our products that we're going to be launching. It's really just a great addition to the family of this world of technology and tools that can really change your vitality from the inside out. And who doesn't want that? You know, it's a great investment. We truly believe that the most important investment is the investment into yourself. And it really does speak for itself. And like Katie said, it pays for itself within a few sessions. And ultimately, this wellness tech lasts for a very long time. And you can share it and definitely gift it to people that maybe don't really think about ways to take care of themselves or they don't even know where to start. It's such a gift like you did with your mom, which I think is so special. So maybe I think there's no better gift for somebody.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. And just to add to that too, I feel like we have such an amazing community at this point of fans, people who love the product. And we're also thinking through new ways to engage our dose community.
Yeah.
So look out for, you know, potentially retreats and also new kind of tech related products that help kind of connect higher dose people together.
Mm. I just have to commend you both because I feel like my audience already knows what we're talking about, but now they're actually like understanding kind of the why behind it and also the women behind it, which I think is so powerful. And I have to say, like, your products have changed my life. Like, it is literally a non-negotiable. There are very few non-negotiable pieces of my life. And your products are like the root and the core of them. I was actually going through TSA the other day and they had to open up my bag because I did something wrong. And they saw the mask and someone goes, oh, Halloween costume. And I was like, no, this is how I look like this. And so it's been amazing and transformative, not just for me, but also, like you said, for my mom. And she's on her own healing journey. And it's just so powerful. Every time I call her, she'll be like, I'm on my mat again. I'm on my mat again. And so I just think I want to commend you for digging into it and also just for representing women in this space. Like I said, there are so many biohacking resources and research studies done on men, and women just operate so differently. And one thing that we touched on a little bit is just the impacts of cortisol for women, especially driven women. I'll never forget when I was going through my fertility stuff, my doctor, who was an amazing doctor and very natural, had ordered a lab for me to see what my cortisol was, and it was out of this world. And so I've been on this mission of really balancing my nervous system. And I think so much power comes from that. And yet we don't speak about it enough because it's not the quote gains that look impressive, but they feel impressive. And I think women are working more towards lives that don't just look good, but lives that feel good. And you guys totally help with that. Where can everybody find out more about both of you as founders, about the products? Give me all the places.
Higherdose.com.
Yep, higherdose.com, at higherdose on Instagram. And then my Instagram handle is at K, letter T, K-A-P-S.
And mine's at Lauren Berlingeri. Berlin, like the city in Germany, and then G-E-R-I.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for what you do. I am a huge fan and I can't wait to see what's next.
We're such a huge fan of yours too and the community that you built as well. And we're just so happy that we could be on this podcast and speaking to you, and that you use some of our wellness tech to do what you do in the world just means everything to us.
There are very few brands, founders, products that I swear by. And I can honestly just say that the Higher Dose Wellness Tech has changed my life. I think it really helped me get started on this wellness journey that I've been on. And they've just been these supportive tools in my life that have become a part of my rituals, my routines, and my resets every single day. Like, I'm obsessed with them. I use them every single day. So if you want to check out Higher Dose, you can head to jennakutcher.com/higherdose. That's jennakutcher.com/higherdose. And if you want to save on your wellness tech, use the code GOLDDIGGER. It's 15% off site wide. There's a few exclusions included in that. But again, that is jennakutcher.com/higherdose. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.